Crowley. Hale a little hand pass. Cleared by Birchall outside the 50. Roughhead gathers at halfback. Puts the hand pass out in front for Franklin. Dawson comes the other way and gives him the shoulder. The siren signals a premiership for the Hawks. And for many of these players, it's two premierships. Redemption for last year. But Fremantle gallant in their first grand final.
They play to win, and that's exactly what they did. I wonder who was watching that game. Because last week we got quite a response from you after we interviewed Greg Borchardt, a Fremantle Dockers fan who was flying in from Texas to try to get hold of a ticket. And lots of people wanted to know, did he get a ticket? What happened? I don't know the answer to that, so we thought we'd ask him. Greg Borchardt joins us from Texas now. Greg, you're back.
Yeah, I just arrived back in Texas from Australia about 3 hours ago.
Oh, well, I hope you're feeling okay, notwithstanding the result. Now, the question everyone wants answered, did you get your ticket?
I did get a ticket.
Yeah!
It was, one of my buddies, Aaron and Ben, arranged with an AFL member, and I got a ticket. It was high up in the stands, but it was amazing to be there.
I can imagine. I mean, when did you know you had the ticket?
I knew when I came in. I arrived at 9:30 on Saturday, and my friend picked me up, and he said, good news, we got you a ticket. So,
oh, right. So you didn't even have to go through the humiliation of standing out the front of the various gates of the MCG holding a cardboard sign saying one ticket wanted?
No. Thankfully, I didn't, because I heard that it was really, really difficult to get tickets for everyone this year. So I'm glad I didn't have to go through that humiliation.
It's difficult every year. The grand final tickets are very, very rare commodities. Extremely hard to get hold of. So congratulations on doing that. Now, we all know the result, and I imagine you were devastated by that. But what was it like being there? And as you saw the game slipping away, were you filled with regrets, thinking, now I've got a debt to pay?
It was a life experience. I was very, very excited to be there. I got to sit next to one of my buddies and watch the game and barrack for the Dockers, and it wasn't too enjoyable the first half, but since the second half came around and they started playing better, I thought it was definitely worth it just for the experience to be there. And you can only go to the grand final first one time, so it was definitely worth it for me.
Okay, so was it worth the money that you now have to pay back to your brother, because he lent you the money for the ticket to get to Melbourne? I don't know. Are you going to pay it back at all, or was it just a gift?
We'll negotiate about that, but I'm sure he'll give me a little extra time on the loan. But I talked to him earlier, and he was happy that I got to go, even despite the loss.
No, that's fair enough. Now, were you devastated? Was there a lot of pain on the flight home?
I was devastated for maybe the first hour afterwards, but I've kind of with my sporting life, I've learned as I've gotten older to kind of compartmentalize, your wins and losses, and be a little more philosophical about it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite books is Free O Way to Go by Matt Price, and he does a really wonderful job of kind of explaining the sadness and the melancholy that's often around Free O. And so I figured first grand final, they'd have to go through a loss before they can reach the ultimate prize, I think.
Yeah. The late, great Matt Price, of course, who was mentioned many times during the week, a Frio supporter, of course, never lived to see them make their grand final. Now that they've lost their first one, and a lot of people think they'll probably be back at some stage, will you be back?
Well, next time I'm going to take a few more days. I don't think the flying for 48 hours and being in Australia for 48 hours was the smartest move. I'm sad I missed the Friday festivities, and so I definitely probably make a week out of it if I do come back next year or the year after. I'm sure they'll be back.
Yeah, well, that would be good advice. Congratulations on the ticket. I hope you enjoyed your whirlwind trip back to Australia, and maybe we'll see you again in another year or two.
Okay, thank you a lot.
Not at all. Greg Borchardt, Fremantle Dockers fan from Texas. There you go. You finally heard he did manage to get a ticket. I didn't know until he told me just then. I was thinking about it all weekend.